Good evening, with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Parliament's second sitting saw detailed scrutiny of the government's reassessment of financial assistance, alongside budget documents and annual reports. Members finalized their 2026-2027 budget documents and multiple annual reports from ministries, regulators and cultural bodies, then moved into question times on prison, water rates and public assistance. The Minister of Social Development and Innovation, the Honourable Isaac Rankin, outlined how the Department of Financial Assistance has adopted support based on changing household deficits.
The Department of Financial Assistance, commonly known as DFA, completed 547 financial assessments for the individuals and households receiving financial assistance. Of these reassessments, 71% or 391 persons received increased average monthly services compared to their previous assessment period. 28%, 155 persons received reduced services. The 155 persons who experienced reductions saw a combined monthly decrease of $59,294.45.
Deputy Leader of the Opposition and Member for Georgetown Central, the Honourable Kenneth Bryan, then asked whether reassessments actually increased overall government spending.
Can the Honourable Minister say, as a result of those assessments, the government actually ended up with more expense as a result of the assessment? Because if you said you saved $60,000, but you ended up having to pay out more, you ended up with more expense of $120,000. Am I correct in my understanding of that?
The minister confirmed that net costs had risen because more clients needed extra support after reassessment.
Yes, that's correct, because with those reassessments, we found some persons who needed additional support. And that, when you look at the variance, is $120,000.
You can watch the replay of today's parliamentary session on the Cayman Islands Government YouTube channel or listen to the replay right here on Radio Cayman following this evening's newscast. The trial of a man accused of raping a woman in Georgetown continued today in the Grand Court. Adrian George Gordon denies raping and assaulting the woman during an incident in October 2024. The complainant returned to the witness box as defense attorney Christopher Brady challenged her account on what happened. Mr. Brady suggested that the sexual encounter was consensual and that the woman had agreed to have sex for $300 after meeting the defendant at a bar. The woman firmly denied this, telling the court that she's, quote, not a hooker, and insisting that the sex was not consensual. The defense also questioned why the woman went to the bar with her own condoms after telling the court she has a husband overseas, suggesting she was there to provide sexual services. Again, she denied this, but admitted she did have condoms with her. Throughout the cross-examination, she repeatedly asked why the defendant would have beaten her and caused serious injuries if the encounter had been consensual. Her testimony concluded today with the jury hearing agreed facts in the case, as well as a 911 call made on the night of the incident. The jury also heard the police interview conducted with the defendant following his arrest. It is not yet known whether Mr. Gordon will take the stand in his own defense. The trial continues tomorrow in the main court building. An uptick in vehicle thefts have prompted a fresh advisory from the RCIPS on how and where drivers leave their cars. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is advising motorists to take extra precautions after a rise in stolen vehicle reports since the start of June. In a statement this week, police said 8 vehicles were reported stolen in the week ending June 19th, mainly in Georgetown and Boughton Town, with West Bay also affected. Most offenses were reported in the early morning hours. In some incidents, suspects appeared to gain access using external methods, even though vehicles were said to be secured by their owners. Police say most reports involve Honda models from the late 1990s and early 2000s, although vehicles of other makes and models have also been stolen. 2 of the vehicles have been recovered, but several remain outstanding. The RCIPS is reminding the public to park in well-lit, non-secluded areas and to ensure vehicles are properly secured whenever they are unattended. Officers say drivers may also want to use wheel-locking tools and are encouraging residents to invest in CCTV systems as part of general crime prevention. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Members of the public are asked to call 911 if they believe they have information about a stolen vehicle or to submit anonymous tips directly to the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777 or via their website at rcips.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The Department of Environment is investigating an illegal coral nursery. On June the 1st, the DOE discovered more than 70 fragments of staghorn coral that had been set up at the Smith Cove in a coral nursery without a National Conservation Council permit.
The structure was placed on the natural reef, contravening several provisions of the National Conservation Act of 2013, which carries a penalty of up to CI 500,000 and or 4 years in jail. Following removal of the structure, the coral fragments were relocated to the DOE's nursery at Northwest Point, where they will be cared for and monitored as part of the department's coral restoration project.
Reef Conservation Assistant Megan Eham tells Radio Cayman the DOE's Northwest Point Nursery has been running for nearly 5 years and is home to 142 fragments of pillar coral and some 550 fragments of staghorn coral. There's just 2 days left for local business owners to weigh in on the Caymanian Employment Survey.
By participating, employers can help shape policies and programs that respond directly to the needs of Cayman's labor market.
Ministry of Caymanian Employment and Immigration Deputy Chief Officer Daniel Roberts tells Radio Cayman the survey is designed to better understand employers' experiences in hiring, developing and retaining Caymanian talent, gathering insights into the availability of suitably qualified Caymanians for employment opportunities, barriers to recruiting and retaining Caymanians, internship and apprenticeship opportunities, entry-level employment pathways, and ways to strengthen workforce development outcomes. The survey is available at publicconsultation.gov.ky through tomorrow, the 24th of June. Finally, you're invited to explore an expedition that considered the significance of medium as a defining element of creative expression. Medium, the materiality of making, opens tomorrow, and the National Gallery curator William Hel Frichet says the artworks are organized around five motifs: line, color, form, field, and the digital sphere, illustrating different aspects of the medium in question.
Each grouping includes an accompanying wall text which unpacks related terminology as well as the evolution of specific media within the wider context of the history of art.
He says the body of work speaks to the, quote, innate relationship between artists and their chosen medium through a distinctly Caymanian cultural lens. The exhibition runs at the National Gallery through the 12th of November. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.